This goes to Dr. Eva Bartlett, B-A-R-T-L-E-T-T. Fax 989-291-5348. Regarding Robert Nisonger, N-I-S-O-N-G-E-R. Date of birth 9/11/1946. Dear Dr. Bartlett, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Nisonger with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was July 26th of 2022. He's been feeling very well. Weight has been stable. His hemoglobin A1C has been higher than we like. 8.0 was the most recent hemoglobin A1C. But the patient is working really hard to get the sugars down, and he reports his fasting blood sugar today when checked was 110. So he believes they are improving. He is trying to follow his diabetic diet very carefully. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. dyspnea, he has chronic dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest. He does still drive a school bus during the school year, so currently he's on summer break. No edema or claudication symptoms. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No chest pain or palpitations. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Ramipril 10 milligram twice a day maximum dose. For blood sugar, he is on Actose 30 milligram, and that's going to go up to 45 milligram when he finishes up the 30 milligram tabs. And Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, 5 milligram once a day for diabetes. Physical exam, weight is 214 pounds. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 60. Pulse is 67 and oxygen saturation is 94% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no JVD. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, obese, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 12th of 2023. Creatinine is 2.12 with estimated GFR of 32, and that is stable over the last year. Sodium is 141, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 25, calcium 9, albumin 4, phosphorus is 3.6, hemoglobin 14.4 with normal white count. Platelets are 107,000, and he does have chronically low platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, stable levels. They did get slightly higher over the last year, but they have stabilized, and he has a new baseline at this point. Diabetic nephropathy, he's trying to improve his diabetic control with diet and new medication, with increased Actose and the Farxiga. Hypertension is currently at goal. We would ask him to continue to get lab studies done every 3 months and to follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll have a recheck visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.